Chapter 6. Pandemics in History. In the past, there have been several large outbreaks of disease around the world that we call pandemics. Although many of the pandemics we know about were caused by bacteria and not viruses, the way they affected people in different towns, cities, and countries across the world is very similar. Before the 21st century, historians used church documents and diaries to try and understand how pandemics spread. They also learned what people believed about diseases, what they tried to do to stop them spreading, and how they tried to cure them. Sadly, the results were not always very detailed or correct. However, using DNA and new research techniques, we can now build a clearer picture of what actually happened to people during these times, how and why they died, and why some became immune. The bubonic plague, Black Death. The bubonic plague hit the world several times, starting with the Justinian plague in around 541 CE, which probably killed tens of millions of people across France, Spain, Germany, and the UK. 800 years later, in the middle of the 14th century, the bubonic plague returned to Europe. Researchers believe the bacteria entered Europe on ships carrying goods for trade before spreading to the Middle East and North Africa. The cause of the plague was a bacteria called Yersinia pestis, carried by fleas that lived on rats. After getting bitten by an infected flea, the patient immediately caught the plague. Their symptoms, which included large swollen areas of the neck, the size of an egg, under the arm or on top of the leg, appeared after just a few days. Other symptoms were vomiting, diarrhea, a swollen tongue, and headaches. In the end, the patient's skin turned black, and soon after they died. This is how it got the name the Black Death. Although the reason why these diseases spread so quickly is simple for us to understand today, at that time people understood very little about their health. They understood even less about disease. Some believed there was a connection between plagues like the Black Death and the planets. Many thought the plague was started by God to punish the population. The result was that they often turned to religion and the church for help. Groups of men called flagellants travelled from town to town, stood in the marketplaces, and beat themselves in front of everyone. They believed that by punishing themselves in this way, they could ask God to forgive them for the disease. During the 17th century, there were many more examples of the bubonic plague across Europe. The south of Europe saw the worst cases, as well as the highest number of deaths, between 30% and 35% of the population in northern Italy. According to research in 2013, the disease was probably the cause of the fall in the economy in Italy, which became poorer compared to the north of Europe. Great Plague of London. The Great Plague of London took place between 1665 and 1666. In 18 months, the Great Plague had killed around a quarter of the population of London. That's around 100,000 people. Many believe it was the Great Fire of London in 1666 that finally stopped the pandemic by killing the plague rats that carried the disease. However, more recent research suggests this may not be the reason. Fewer people were catching the plague by the time of the Great Fire. The Yersinia pestis bacteria that caused the plague was not discovered until 1894, and so people believed you could catch it through the air. The rubbish in the city meant the air in London smelled extremely bad, and so, to stop the bad air, people burned anything, tobacco, even old shoes. Others carried oranges or flowers in front of their noses to hide the smell. There was no cure for the plague. However, this did not stop people from selling different types of medicine to treat the symptoms, including a special kind of tea, cow urine, and plague water. To prevent the disease, they tried killing cats and dogs, but this did not stop the plague from spreading. Instead, it brought more rats. When people became infected, a red cross was painted on their door to show the house was under quarantine. However, as the plague continued, not everybody agreed to stay in quarantine. This meant the disease spread even more quickly across the capital. While richer families, as well as the royal family, were able to leave London and the big cities to try to escape the disease, most people could not afford to do this. The village of Eme. One of the saddest and yet most interesting stories of this pandemic is the story of the village of Eme, around 260 kilometres from London, where the people gave up their lives to prevent the disease spreading to other villages. The plague arrived in Eme in a box from London containing material to make clothes. Sadly, the box also contained infected fleas, and the disease soon spread. While many across England were leaving their towns and cities to escape the plague, William Mompesson, a church leader, persuaded the people of Eme to stay. If they stayed at home, he told them, they could prevent the disease spreading to other villages and then save lives. So, Eme was closed and everyone went into quarantine. Researchers in 2016 re-examined the story of Eme. Their research found that the plague had not spread through the air, as they had first thought, but person to person. It also proved that Mompesson had been right. Although 37% of the population of Eme died, quarantine did stop the plague spreading to other villages. Keeping things clean, control of rats, and the introduction of quarantine proved the best ways to prevent the spread of the plague. Spanish flu. Unlike the bubonic plague, the Spanish flu was spread by a virus. This was another big pandemic to hit the world. It infected about 500 million and killed around 2.7% of the world's population, possibly up to 50 million people in total. The Spanish flu was interesting for many reasons, and not only because of the number of people who died. Today, many influenza viruses begin in Asia. However, in the spring of 1918, the Spanish flu appeared in three different parts of the world: the US, Europe, and Asia, at around the same time. People believed American soldiers fighting in the First World War brought the virus to Europe, although it is difficult to know the real truth, as few documents that measured the number of deaths were actually produced at the time. Nurses working during the Spanish flu, 1918 to 1919. The Spanish flu also appeared more than once. The first outbreak of the virus was in March 1918. It then appeared a second time in September and October, and then again in early 1919, first in Australia, before then returning to Europe and the US. Having three outbreaks of the same virus in 12 months had not happened before. During the first outbreak, as with other flu viruses, patients suffered from a high temperature, sore throat, and a headache. Most experienced these symptoms for a few days and then got better. Usually, a virus is not as bad if it appears a second time, but this was not the case with the Spanish flu. Patients began to suffer from pneumonia, a complication of influenza that affects the lungs. The patient's skin turned blue, and their bodies filled with liquid that stopped them from breathing. They died soon after, sometimes within 24 hours. Another big difference between the Spanish flu and other flu viruses was who it infected. Influenza usually infects the very old and the very young, and people with serious health problems. But for the Spanish flu, the number of deaths was more than 20 times higher for healthy 15 to 34-year-olds than for normal flu viruses. In fact, more US soldiers died from the Spanish flu than died fighting in the First World War. The third and final interesting fact about this virus was how the Spanish flu infected not only humans, but also animals. Research showed that this virus was also transmitted to pigs, not from pigs to humans, but from humans to pigs. It is possible that the Spanish flu pandemic was started by an army cook in Kansas named Albert Gitchell at the beginning of March 1918. Gitchell reported his symptoms to the army doctor, but by lunchtime that day, more than 100 soldiers in the camp were experiencing the same symptoms. It is believed these same soldiers then helped to spread the disease first across the US and then abroad. James Harris, studying the history of disease and the First World War at Ohio State University, noted that when the war stopped, so did the Spanish flu. As it was no longer necessary to send soldiers abroad, the virus stopped spreading. HIV/AIDS. At the beginning of the 1980s, a new virus arrived, bringing fear to some populations across the world. HIV/AIDS was soon identified as an epidemic and later as a pandemic. Over the last 40 years, international organisations, researchers, and pharmaceutical companies have joined the race to find a way of stopping the spread of the virus. The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, itself is not new. In fact, it is now believed that the first case appeared in Kinshasa, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in 1920. The virus transferred to humans after meat from a type of monkey was eaten. From there, it is thought the virus spread to other countries in Africa through the sex trade, and also to Haiti, where many people returned during the 1960s after working in the Congo. HIV was only identified as a virus in the 1980s, when scientists were unsure how many people were infected and how it was transmitted. At first, most reports of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, the final stage of infection from HIV, were among gay men, haemophiliacs, people with a blood disease, drug addicts sharing drug equipment, and people from Haiti. So it was believed these were the only populations affected by HIV. However, by 1983, there were reports of children who were born with AIDS, and scientists began to better understand the virus. HIV attacks cells in the immune system that fight infection. It is transmitted mainly either during unprotected sex or by sharing drug equipment. Babies can also catch the virus before or during their birth or through their mother's milk. Symptoms develop 2 to 6 weeks after infection, usually with a rash, fever and chills lasting 1 to 2 weeks. Then, in later years, patients experience more infections than usual, lose weight and have diarrhea. If the virus is not treated, then within 10 years, patients can develop AIDS as well as other health problems, a type of skin cancer or cancer of the immune system. During the 1980s, it was unclear how HIV was transmitted, and there was plenty of false information, but also fear. Sadly, gay men across the world experienced an extremely difficult time, and often they were socially rejected. Although countries have since introduced policies to stop this from happening, it still continues in some places.